Our sermon today will be given by Shannon Holland, who's a Unitarian Universalist minister and a Navy chaplain. He's deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan with the Marine Corps. He's currently serving as chaplain of the Coast Guard's Pacific Cutter Fleet. He was actively involved in the Congregational Study Action issue on peacemaking. We welcome him today with thoughts on the spiritual practice of coming alongside.
I'd like to invite us today to what has become a sort of tradition as us UU ministers who are also military chaplains are sometimes invited to congregations. This tradition was started by Reverend Cynthia Kane. And I'd like to invite us to a roll call just so that we may all see who is present and the community of connections that we have with veterans here. This is voluntary, but if you will, I'd ask you to stand as I name off these groups. Please stand if you are on active duty in the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, or U.S. Public Health Service. And if standing is not comfortable, just wave. And I'm okay being, usually I'm one of the only ones. Please stand if you are currently serving as a guard or reservist. Please stand if you have ever served on active duty in any of the services, in the guard or the reserves. Welcome. Welcome home. I honor you for your service. I'll invite you to remain standing, if you would. Thank you for the sacrifices that you have made. If you work or have ever worked for a government agency or a contract company that supports the military, I invite you to stand. If you have a family member who has served in any of the above groups, please stand. If you have a friend who is in any of those groups, please stand. Let us honor the connections we have to the veterans in our community, the people that we care about. We can be proud of their service and honor them for the sacrifices that they have made. Thank you all, and let us hold in our hearts those who could not stand with us, those veterans of wars that did not come home. There are a lot of stories for us to share, stories that are very close to who we are. It's part of the nature and the intensity of military service. It shapes who we are. There's stories that are very close to our sacred identity in all of those who stood. And may those stories be something that we feel we can bring to our spiritual home because they are part of who we are. All of us veterans have stories of our experiences of military service. And if we're lucky, at least a few of those stories are safe for us to share in mixed company. And by mixed company, I mean veterans and non-veterans. Veterans and civilians. Before ministry in the Navy, I was a Marine. And in the late 1990s, I was part of an expeditionary unit aboard an amphibious aircraft carrier off the coast of what was then Zaire. We'd been at sea for weeks. We had a very practical need to be resupplied. But the ship could not leave its assigned station. So what we requested was an underway replenishment. And this happens all the time in the Navy. But I had never seen an underway replenishment. An UNREP is two ships Each one about as long as the skyscraper is tall. They're steaming very close beside each other, barely 150 feet apart, going about 15 miles per hour, and they're connected to each other. They've got cables suspended across that canyon between them. And it's a precarious stance because the course deviation that may have been made a few seconds ago and hasn't even been noticed yet could have been enough to set up an unavoidable collision. You have to be very careful when you come alongside someone. We've been at sea for over 40 days, and I can tell you the refrigerator gets cleaned out fast when you're feeding 3,000 people. I know that we did not eat frozen fish triangles for 3 weeks straight, but that is the only food that I clearly remember. And so we were ready, right? Nothing gets you excited about vegetables like being at sea for several weeks at a time. I wanted to go outside and see this unrep action for myself. And that little dot way out there on the horizon, that was our supply ship. So at first it's pretty slow action to watch. But ever so slowly, it grew larger and it got closer and closer. And as it got closer, anticipation grew and grew. We really didn't care what they brought. We just wanted something new and different. And then it got disappointing. The supply ship stopped getting bigger. Sometimes coming alongside someone involves uncertainty. Both ships stabilized there, with about a quarter of a mile between them. They were going exactly the same speed, and they held that position of no relative motion for about 15 minutes. And for those like me who had never seen this before, anxiety began to creep in. Was our resupply going to be canceled? Was our support going to drift away? Why weren't they getting closer? We wanted those groceries. There's a moment of uncertainty when we begin to realize that we have a need. We may be wondering if we should be able to solve this problem on our own, just muscle our way through it. We may be unsure of just how important that need is to us. Everybody has such busy lives. Why should we ask? There's a moment of uncertainty when we are thinking about being the one who will come alongside someone. We may be thinking, well, they're of a different gender or a different gender identity than I am, or they're too young, or they're too old, they're too rich, or they're too poor. What do I have in common with them? Or they're too Democrat or too Republican. We're just not sure of what might happen. And it's in these moments of uncertainty that we may have some thoughts that aren't entirely graceful. I know I had a few on the flight deck of that ship as I wondered what was going to happen with that supply ship. But finally, they began to steam forward. And what I did not know then was that delay at a quarter of a mile was intentional. After I had searched through the procedures for an underway replenishment, I discovered that this position of zero relative motion had a name. It's the waiting station. You see, there were humans involved. And before we could come alongside, we had to build trust. All the procedures and preparation were already complete, but we needed this deliberate moment to find our trust in each other. If we had had a UU chaplain aboard, it might have been a good time to sing, "When I breathe in, I breathe in and trust. We didn't have a Union Chaplain Board, and we didn't sing, so we onlookers began to get impatient. But then it got exciting. The supply ships started getting bigger again. And when they were finally alongside one another, the supply ship blared over the loudspeaker. Ahoy, mighty warship Nassau. This is the USS Detroit requesting to come alongside for underway replenishment. And the Nassau blared back. Good morning, Detroit. We're glad to see you. Proceed to come alongside. And then it got really exciting. I had never seen this before, and it was all new. There was someone on the supply ship with what looked like a rifle that had a baseball on the end of it. And the baseball was tethered to the supply ship by this long cord that was flaked out beside him. And as he angled that rifle up, our ship's crew looked like it was the fans in center field bleachers of a pennant game. They were all lined up there on the catwalks of the ship with their baseball gloves. They were waiting to catch that game-winning home run ball. And then there was a loud crack, and that ball came sailing through the air across with that skinny little rope connected to it. And a cheer went up for the sailor that had caught it in his glove. And the cheer had barely died down before the deck crew had tied that thin messenger line to a thicker rope. And the Detroit crew dragged that thick rope back to his ship and connected that to a cable. And then our crew hauled. And finally, there was this cable suspended between the two ships. I watched them pull two more cables. And then they pulled a phone line. Finally, they pulled two really large hoses. Coming alongside to replenish someone takes patience. It's not a quick fix deal. We need that hello moment, and if we're going to genuinely reach out to each other, it takes time. We have to do some hailing and a lot of listening and paying attention. There was one cable holding the hose for ship fuel, another cable holding the hose for helicopter fuel. The third cable had a big pulley on it. And they were dragging warehouse pallets across in cargo nets. And this was our fresh fruits and vegetables. Yeah, be careful with that one, right? That night, we broke bread together. Fresh bread. We celebrated with crisp, crunchy salad, sweet berries. That's how an unwrap is done. All of us veterans have stories of our experiences with war. Not all of them may be as safe or comfortable to talk about as the one that I just shared. But something happens in sharing, some wisdom gained, some opening of the heart, some replenishment or renewal of the soul. All of us humans have stories of our experiences in life. And most of us have at least a few stories that we just aren't sure with whom or how or whether we can share those stories. But something happens in the sharing, something that hopefully we can trust, and with courage we can come alongside to find meaning and offer hope. Veterans and non-veterans have gifts to offer each other that they may not realize at first. I have a friend and colleague in ministry who lost a loved one during the Vietnam War. And through her grief, through her search for meaning, she met and made friends with a Marine who had served with her brother. And in that unlikely friendship between a UU minister and a veteran of war, each of them found gifts that no one else could have given as well. The minister found a connection to her brother's past that allowed her to grieve, to find some reconciliation. She found someone to share that grief with. The Marine found the possibility of a spiritual path. War can damage our capacity for a spiritual life, leaving us feeling as if no one could hear, let alone accept us for the things that we may have done. But in this new friendship, that Marine found a representative of religion that understood that we are spiritual beings with and because of our brokenness. And so there was healing there. Healing of old spiritual wounds. Healing that happened in the sharing between two people who could have found it very easy to simply otherize each other and not make that approach, not make that effort to come alongside. Something happens in the sharing, and it's something that all of us need. Whoever you are, wherever you have come from, whatever is on your heart and mind that brings you to this moment, whatever need you may have in your life, welcome. We're glad you are here. Whoever you are, wherever you have come from, whatever is on your heart and mind that brings you to this moment, whether it is to heal someone who is sick, to feed someone who is hungry, to visit someone who is in prison, or perhaps to let your heart be changed by the stories of war. Whether it is ready yourself for the next challenge in life, or to navigate the path of grief, or to celebrate together an important life passage. May the spirit of life steady us all with grace and courage. And may it be our way to come alongside one another. Blessed be.